Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is the Soundcheck Podcast.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. The cover of Small Black's new record, Best Blues, consists of a photo of a woman walking against a stark, sandy landscape. You can't really see her face, but judging from the bell bottoms, it must have been taken in the 70s. The picture was found by Josh Kolonick, lead singer of Small Black, after his family home on Long Island was flooded during Hurricane Sandy. Josh's father snapped the photo, but doesn't remember anything else about it. So, Small Black were inspired to make an album about lost memories, which the band is particularly suited to do with their epic synths and nostalgic melodies. Best Blues is the band's third full-length record, and they're here in the studio to give us an early listen before its October 16th release. Here is the first single from the record. It's called Boy's Life.
Thank you.
That is the band Small Black here in our Soundcheck studio in a live version of Boy's Life, which is from their third album, the brand new one called Best Blues. Actually comes out on October 16th. And the band playing it for us here in the studio today, Josh Kolonick on guitars and keyboards and lead vocals, Ryan Hayner on guitar and keyboards and backing vocals, and Juan Pizanski playing guitar. He'll be switching off to bass and backing vocals, and Jeff Curtin behind the drum kit. Josh, to you and the rest of Small Black, welcome.
How you doing?
Good. So Boy's Life, what boy? Is that you? Is that an audio memory, an audio snapshot from your life?
Yeah, it's interesting because this song was kind of birthed from a weird sample that we found of our friend Katie saying this line that sounded like pictures of you, and it sounded beautiful and we didn't want to change it, and that was kind of the initial burst of what the song was. And then, I don't know, the Hurricane Sandy was a couple of years ago now, mm-hmm. but that experience has kind of lingered with me, and it was a stressful thing that ended up being a real positive for my family. Like, my dad's house kind of got trashed, and we lost all this stuff that we hadn't looked at in years. Our family moved maybe 10 years ago and moved all this stuff into the shed in the back, and, you know, we talked about looking at it for years, and this storm kind of forced us to be like, what do we want to keep? What's worth it? And we found all these memories that I didn't know about, and my dad maybe didn't as well. So
interesting. You know, I mean, people are saying it, and I said in the intro, an album about lost memories, but it's also about refinding memories.
Yeah, and about trying to reinterpret them in your new life and to kind of figure out what's worth holding on to them about them.
So this photo on the cover, this woman on the cover, your dad took the photo but doesn't know who she is or where it was.
It's one of a couple people. But we've asked a bunch of people and no one can accurately figure out who it is. I mean, when you zoom in on the face on Photoshop, it just gets blurrier and blurrier.
Yeah, it's just pixelated.
It doesn't give us any more information. Yeah. So,
the title, Best Blues, does that somehow relate to this story as well?
Yeah. It's kind of about how you find the best stuff at the bottom sometimes and that you kind of have to bottom out to figure out what's really important to you and to your art and to your life.
Yeah. So Hurricane Sandy kind of did a number on the family home. The family was, is it Amityville?
Yeah, by the horror house.
Yes. So in terms of looking back, I mean, the sound of this band seems to look back to kind of 80s. You know, there's a kind of New Order, OMD sound to a lot of it. Are you guys kind of nostalgic for that sound, if not that actual decade?
I think we love the intersection in that time period of songwriting and the coolness of electronic production and the possibilities that were open. And I feel like electronic music has gone a lot more towards fully exploring the production, which is cool too. Mm-hmm, but I think we all grew up playing in bands, not as trying to be producers or electronic musicians. So it's fun for us to kind of meld all those worlds into one.
Right. Well, you do have to have some production chops because the records, you've all produced them yourselves.
Yeah.
Any difference, maybe because of the genesis of this album, any difference in the way you approach that sonically in terms of producing it?
Yeah, I think if you look at the cover photo, it's a kind of a warm, older image. And in doing so, we felt like some of the organic elements we used on the record, like piano and a bunch of acoustic guitar, which we've never used before, kind of reflected that imagery and were the kind of songs we were looking to write with this album.
So the album's Best Blues, it's out on October 16th from the band Small Black, and it's the third full-length from the group.
Yeah.
But this next song you're going to do for us goes back to the last record, right?
Yeah, yeah. We're kind of keeping our cards close to the deck with the new songs, but this is one of our favorites from the last record.
No Stranger.
Yeah.
Which, you know, watching the video for that, it's like that video takes an unexpected turn to the dark.
Yeah. I know, like, people go crazy on the YouTube page about it. I thought this was the most beautiful trip in a video I've seen, and then everyone turned out to be crazy.
Yeah, so. It's like, you know, guy meets girl on a train, and then suddenly they're trashing some house. After you've kind of fallen in love with the two of them. It's like, holy cow. So let's see what happens in the song, if it makes a similar left turn in this live performance in the Soundcheck studio. The band is Small Black. The song is No Stranger, and it comes off the Limits of Desire album, which came out in 2013. Once again, live performance on Soundcheck.
Come to me.
Once again, the band Small Black, live on Soundcheck, with a song called No Stranger. That's off their 2013 album called Limits of Desire. The new one is Best Blues, and it's out on October 16th, and we'll get back to a song from that record in just a moment. Once again, Josh Kolonick on guitar, keyboards, and vocals. Ryan Hayner on guitar, keyboards, and backing vocals. Juan Pizanski on bass and guitar and backing vocals, and Jeff Curtin behind the drum kit. And Josh, because there is a narrative video that goes with that song, it's easy to see it as storytelling as well as songwriting. With this new album, you know, something like Boy's Life has a kind of narrative flow to it. What about over the course of the record? Do you see it as a novel as opposed to a set of short stories? Or
it's definitely a set of short stories, you know, because we write as a group, so it's the songs are always going to come from a collaborative place. So I think the vocals and the lyrics end up kind of tying it all together as far as having an aesthetic for, you know, the tone and story of it. But it's about loss across many different levels and through many different experiences.
And as you said before, about loss not being such a bad thing all the time.
Yeah, sometimes. Or trying to find the silver lining in it.
Right.
Because you have to. You don't have a choice. So it's about trying to grow up and face it when maybe if you don't want to.
Right. So Best Blues, the name of the record by Small Black. You know, if you are going to be telling stories, I mean, you certainly have the band for it, because Juan and Jeff have been on Soundcheck before as part of the band previously on Lost, who, along with Adam Schatz, who is now
Landlady,
yes, the art rock band. And they sort of invented their own genre, like recap rock, you know, every week, recapping what had happened on the previous episode of the TV series Lost. In your case, it's not that literal, the storytelling. And there are kind of obvious gaps in some of the tales. For example, there's a piece called Big Ideas Part 2. There's no part one, at least not that we can see.
That was kind of a reference to the Minutemen song, History Lesson Part 2, because it's one of our favorite songs, so.
Our band could be your life. Real names be proved. Me and Mike Watt, we played for years. Punk rock changed our lives.
I don't know, that song was just kind of something that happened really quickly, and we had that title line around for a while, and just a lot of thoughts about a relationship kind of put together very quickly and without trying to have such a strict narrative through it.
Yeah, and I guess you're right, there is a kind of a history of songs being numbered two without there being a number one.
Skip the first one.
So you guys, as we mentioned before, produce your own records.
Yeah.
Is it your own studio?
Yeah, we have a house in Gowanus. It's called 222. We've been there for like getting close to a decade, doing various different projects.
So when you say we, how much of the band lives in this building?
Juan. We've all lived there at different parts. Jeff has a studio space there as well, but we've been making music. Tons of stuff has been done there, like the Vampire Weekend, all the drums in their first record was done there. I don't know, a lot of things have been gone through there over the years. So,
Well, you know, it kind of, and, you know, people, if they didn't already know it, just from our conversation, you know, and talking about these guys and Adam Schatz and Landlady, I mean, it is kind of a community, you know, everyone seems to.
Yeah, we know a lot of people from having been here forever. It's been very lucky to have been in Brooklyn at a point where there were so many great bands kind of coming up all together.
Yeah. Josh, you were saying before that with the new record, you're sort of playing your cards close to the vest here. This next song that you're going to do, this is the first time you're playing it.
Yeah, ever.
Yeah. Ever?
If in front of anyone.
In front of anyone.
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, presumably.
No, it's not just an improv.
It's called Back at Bells.
Yeah.
Anything we need to know before we hear it?
It's kind of like a fantasy of someone kind of returning to your life that has been gone for a while, and kind of you tricking yourself into that scenario happening.
Okay, so it kind of fits in with the overall tenor of the record.
Yeah.
Let's hear it. It's from the album Best Blues, which is out on October 16th, and the band Small Black will be performing in Brooklyn at Baby's All Right on November 21st, so mark your calendars for that. But today, for the first time in public, here is their song Back at Bell's, Small Black, live on Soundcheck.
Back at Bell's.
The band is Small Black, and the song is called Back at Bells, the second single from the album Best Blues, which comes out on October 16th, the third record from the band Small Black, playing live here in the studio today and playing that song for the first time in public, Back at Bells from Small Black. So, Josh, what happens next? I mean, not necessarily, obviously the band will tour, you'll be at Baby's All Right on November 21st, but with Hurricane Sandy and the kind of the sifting through the memories at the in the family house and stuff, what was the outcome, what was the takeaway from that?
Well, I got to preserve a lot of that stuff, and I have a really good record of my family's past, and I've always kind of considered myself... I was a history major in college. I've always kind of been obsessed with the past, and it's kind of, I think it's made me not care as much in a good way. Hmm. Like, I don't feel as precious about it. Like, I did this, this was good, and I don't feel like this insane mania to preserve everything, because you just got to go forward sometimes, and you keep a little bit, and the rest kind of has to go. So yeah. I think it was good. It was good for talking to my dad and my sister and just moving forward as a family, so...
So one of the photos found in the wake of Hurricane Sandy will adorn the cover of Best Blues when it comes out on October 16th, and we've gotten to hear a couple of songs from it today from the band Small Black. Josh, to you and the rest of the guys, this has been great fun. Thank you so much.
Likewise, thanks.
If you wish you could see inside the Soundcheck studio, well, you can. We often shoot video of the bands that come on our show, and all you have to do to find them is go to soundcheck.org and click on video. And if you really like them, tell your friends. Post our videos on your Facebook pages, share them on Twitter, email them to your parents. Just don't keep them to yourself. There's enough to go around for everyone. Keeping myself here. Hoping you just come to. Holes in the.